The Gemara continues with the discussion from the previous daf. In fact, the Gemara, maybe the pasuk in Malum refers to Shuas, and the Kohen doing the Avodah on Shuas, that's separate from to the Azara for 7 days before Shuas. Rabbi Abba said the pasuk of the Maluim must refer to Yom Kippur, which is similar to Maluim in that there's one ox and one ram that are brought as korbanos, as opposed to Shuas, which two rams are brought. Fact, the Gemara, according to Belazar, son of Shimon, who says that on Yom Kippur there were two rams that were brought. Maybe the pasuk refers to Shuas and not Yom Kippur. Gemara says, according to him, there were two rams that were brought for two distinct purposes. One was an obligation for the day of Yom Kippur, and one was for a musaf. And we can say that there's only one ram brought for the day, like the Maluim. On Shuas, however, both rams are brought for the obligation of the day, and therefore it's different than the Maluim. Fedek the Gemara, maybe the pasuk Maluim refers to Rosh Hashanah. Mar says the ox and the ram of Yom Kippur must be brought from the Kohen Gadol personally, like that of the Maluim. The ox and ram of Rosh Hashanah and Shuas are brought from the Tzibur. Therefore, the pasuk of Maluim must be referring to Yom Kippur, which is most similar to it. Fedek the Gemara, that's well according to the Shita, who says that when the psukim, such as by Maluim and Yom Kippur, say Kach Lecha and Asay Lecha, it teaches it has to be brought from the Kohen Gadol himself. However, according to Rabbi Yonason, who says that even then the animals were brought from the Tzibur, what are you going to say? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yonason would agree that by the Maluim and Yom Kippur there are seemingly extra words which teach that the animals must come from the Kohen Gadol himself. And then Sayyid Echanami over there, it is different that they did come from the Kohen Gadol himself, and therefore Yom Kippur is like the Maluim in that in both cases the animals must be brought from the Kohen Gadol's own pocket himself. Ravashi answers, he says, the pasuk of Maluim more likely refers to Yom Kippur, since on those two occasions the ox is brought as a chatos and the ram is brought as an oila. However, on Rosh Hashanah and Shuas, the ox and the ram are both brought as oilas, and therefore, if we're going to say that there is something included in the days of Prishus, like the Maluim, it has to be Yom Kippur, which is most similar to it. Ravina answers, and he says that the pasuk must be referring to Yom Kippur, since it's the only time which is like Maluim, in that the avoida must be done by the Kohen Gadol, only by the Kohen Gadol. However, all other times that were proposed by the Gemara, the Yom Tovim, etc., they do not need the Avodah to be done by the Kohen Gadol, it can be done by any Kohen, and therefore it's different than the Maluim, and therefore you would assume that that's not what's being included in the din of the Maluim of Prisha. Others say that Ravina said Yom Kippur is the only one similar to Maluim in that each had Avodah done for the first time in a particular place. Maluim was the first time a carbon was brought on the Yatam Mizbeach, and Yom Kippur was the first time that Avodah was done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Zachtumar of Dimi said, Rabbi Yechanan says the Pasuk Maluim only refers to Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yom Levi says it refers to Parah Aduma and Yom Kippur. We brought a mission that says Parah Aduma requires 7 days of separation as well. Rabbi Yechanan holds that's only a Dirabon and Dikachurma, it's not actually learned from the Pasuk. We brought down a quote from Rabbi Yechanan earlier where he said that the Pasuk refers to Parah Aduma as well. Mar says that was what he said in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, but he himself actually holds that it's not learned from the Pasuk, it's only a Chumra Dirabonon. Reish Lakish asked, Rabbi Yechanan, you learn out Yom Kippur from Miluim. If so, just like by Miluim, the separation was essential to the Avodah, by Yom Kippur should also be as well. However, as we see from our mission, it's not the case, because our mission says that we prepare a replacement Kohen Gadol, but doesn't require the replacement Kohen Gadol has to separate for 7 days. If it was essential to the Avodah, we would have to have the replacement Kohen Gadol separate for 7 days as well, just in case. So Zachmar Reish Lakish doesn't have this problem because he learned Yom Kippur from Sinai. By Sinai, Moshe had to separate for 6 days before going to the Shechinah, so to the Kohen Gadol must separate before going into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is going to the Shechinah as well. So therefore, he doesn't have this issue. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he has this question. But our Mishnah requires 7 days of separation, not six like there was by Sinai. So our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says we must add a seventh day in case the Kohen Gadol's wife became a nido while with the Kohen Gadol, thereby making him tummy for 7 days. So we separate for the seventh day to prevent that from happening. But in the Hanami, from Sinai, we learn out six. It's the seventh day that's added by Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in case Ishtoi nido. Rabbi Yochanan answered Reish Lakish, according to me, the reason the Kohen Gadol is sprinkled the Parah Aduma for 7 days before Yom Kippur is that we find iron was sprinkled during the Maluim. However, according to you, where do we find sprinkling having been taken place at Sinai that you would require it to be done before Yom Kippur? If that's where you're learning at Yom Kippur from Sinai, if by Sinai there was no sprinkling of the Parah Aduma, by Yom Kippur there shouldn't either. Reish Lakish said, iron was sprinkled with blood during the Maluim. So that can't be the source of Yom Kippur either. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there was no Parah Aduma then. And the blood took the place of the Parah Aduma water. Therefore, it could serve as a source for the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma on the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. However, according to you, what's the source? Reish Lakish said, the sprinkling done before Yom Kippur at Enech Hanami is only the Rabban and Dikah Chumrah, with no source really in the Torah.